sing. So God's design for music for believers is to give them the opportunity to express their praise in this wonderful way, which just uses all their emotions to express this. So I think that we have to understand that music was designed, worship music, as an expression of praise by the saints to sing the new song, the song of redemption, the song of the redeemed, as the Old Testament calls it. It's never an evangelistic tool in the Old Testament. It's not an instrument of entertainment supposed to lure people in. In the New Testament, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord is clearly an experience of a spirit-filled person, a believer. This is anything but entertainment. And so the church, when you think about music in the church, shouldn't be thinking about what kind of music should we do to make non-believers like us. That's completely foreign to Scripture. There's only one question to ask in the church, and that is this: what music will be most faithful to the truth of Scripture and bring most joy and exhilaration in praise from the people of God who know that truth and love that truth? That's the only question to ask.
All right, back to the issue of style, and now we're talking about style in a broader context than just musical style. Some people would say, because worship is our praise offered to God, it always should be, there should always be a formal element to it. And some would even say worship is best when it is highly formal, even liturgical. Others say, no, worship can be totally informal. Whatever makes me comfortable makes me worship best. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
I don't think we have a clear-cut, confining mandate in Scripture about that. I don't think the Bible limits us to liturgical, high church kind of worship. I think probably the early church was very informal. I don't think there were any organs in the early church going from house to house. I don't think there was ever an intention that it would be anything other than speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody to the Lord in your heart. That there's a whole lot of variety in just psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, and singing and making melody in your heart to start with before the Lord. So I don't think there's any way that we should unnecessarily limit that. I think music can be informal.